our hearts, oh God, we bring into one accord, our minds and our spirits, oh God, we join and say, Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lead us and guide us as we pray tonight. For you are the one who knows the mind and the will of our God. Let our prayer be effective in the name of the author and the finisher of our faith. And Father, we know that as we come in prayer, God, we are not coming in our own righteousness, but we are coming in His. And we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name that cannot be matched by any other, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we come, God, we are not coming empty-handed, but we are coming by the way of the blood. And we say, God, tonight, hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication. God, let something happen tonight. Let something happen tonight. We believe that, God, you are still able. We believe that you still work miracles. We believe that you are still the God of wonders. You are still the God of the supernatural. Do only what God can do. In the lives of your people, O God, they have cried. Their tears have come before you, O God. Their cries before you, O God. Tonight, hear, O God. Move, O God. Bring salvation and deliverance, O God, in their families. Bring breakthroughs, O God. Let the heavens be rendered open, O God, over their lives, that they may see the provision of God. They may see the glory. They might see the mighty and the majesty of our God. Father, we thank you for what you are doing in their homes. We thank you for what you are doing in their families. We thank you, O God, for what you are doing in their relationships, what you are doing in their places of employment. We thank you, O God, for showing yourself mighty on their behalf as you continually do. We thank you for the angels you have given charge over their lives, O God, and for the work that they are doing. We thank you for the divine protection you have afforded unto them, O God, for the angels that you have sent to watch over them, for the blood of Jesus, O God, that's continually warring on their behalf, O God, for every victory that the blood has established, for every breakthrough that the blood has set forth in their lives, for every, Father, for every door that you have opened over them, O God, we thank you. We praise you, O God, and we bless you, O God, for everything that you have done, for the provision that you have brought, O God, for the joy, the strength, the hope, and the faith you have released unto them, O God. We give you praise. We give you glory that you are still sitting on the throne, O God, and you still rule and reign in their lives, O God. You are defeating the works of the enemy, and you are establishing the work that you said you are going to establish in their lives. We thank you for every promise you have given them, O God. Every promise you are bringing to pass, O God, we thank you for every word, for every hope that has emanated from that promise you have given them, O God. We give you praise for the expectation in them, O God, for the great things and the anticipation that is rising up in them, O God, for the great things you are going to do. Only God can do what you said you are going to do. And Father, we know that you never fail. And your word never comes back to you void, O God. You are going to do exactly what you said you are going to do, O God. You are going to supersede their expectation. You are going to go beyond their wildest imaginations, because you are God, the one who does exceedingly abundantly above all that they could ever ask or think. I thank you, O God, for how you are enlarging their territory. I thank you, O God, for how you are releasing strength, O God, that in their weakness your strength is being made perfect, O God, that in their cry there is power that is being released, O God, in their travail, in their intercession, there is breakthrough. The waters are breaking. Many things are being given birth to, O God, because of what you are doing right now, O God, by your Spirit, O God. You are tagging the strings of their hearts, O God, because there is something that heaven has said must be done. You are visiting them, O God, even in the place of their barrenness, O God, and you are declaring and decreeing fruitfulness and bountifulness, O God. You are watering the dry places, O God. You are causing flowers to bloom in the desert places, O God, and roads that have been untraveled, O God. You are bringing an expectation. You are bringing, God, an anticipation that you are making a way where there seem to be no way. You are, God, raising up the shields of defense, O defense, oh God. You are coming in, oh God, to raise up a standard against their adversary. That God, even in this very hour, every word that has been spoken against them, oh God, you are causing it to fall to the ground. Every arrow that has been shot against them, oh God, you are being the shield. You are deflecting every attack of the enemy, and you are establishing your word in their lives, oh God. You are putting them on the solid foundation, on the rock that is Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are teaching their hands to fight and their fingers to war, that you are empowering the words that they speak. When they cry out, oh God, you are the one who prepares a table before them in the presence of their enemies, oh God, and you are the one who said no weapon formed against them shall prosper, because you are their fortress and you are their shield. I thank you that God, in seasons and times, you clothe yourself in garments of war, that you war on behalf of those that you are, or that those that are your on. You say those who know their God shall do great exploits, oh God, not on their own, but because heaven is on their side, oh God. We have faith and boldness to declare that if you be for us, oh God, then who can be against us, knowing that our God has never lost a battle, knowing that our God is victorious in everything that he does. Therefore, oh God, tonight we thank you for victory. We thank you, oh God, for deliverance. We thank you for divine intervention. We thank you, oh God, for salvation. We thank you for provision. We thank you, oh God, for health. We thank you, God, for restoration. We thank you, God, for restoring the walls that have been breached, oh God. We thank you for raising up an expectation in us, oh God, that the battle is not over, because God has not established the final end. Your word, oh God, says you are leading us to that expected end. You are leading us, oh God, and you will never fail in your leading, oh God. Your Holy Spirit is speaking to our hearts, bringing us into a place of divine alignment and obedience to the plans and the purpose that you have for us. As you declared for Jeremiah, when you said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. You had a plan for his life as much as you have a plan for our lives, oh God. And you are calling us to that place where you are going to establish the plans that you have set for us, oh God. And no one shall stand in the way. The enemy will not stand in the way of the plans you have said you are going to establish over our lives. We thank you, oh God, that the plans you have for us, oh God, are not to do us any harm, but to bring us, oh God, to that expected end, to fulfill your promises to us, oh God. We know that the journey we have traveled has been long. We know that there have been challenges along the way, and many battles are still to be fought, oh God. But we know that the battles that are to be fought are not ours. They belong to you, oh God. We put them in your hands, and we believe, we have faith to know that, God, you are going to do what you said you are going to do. Therefore, God, even in the midst of a storm, we can be at ease. In the midst of the storm, we can be at peace, because we know that our God is watching out for us, oh God. Things that may be far from us, oh God, even this very moment, you are perfecting, oh God, because they concern us, oh God. Our affairs, you are perfecting, oh God, because they concern us, oh God. Legal matters, you are perfecting, oh God, because they concern us, oh God. Whatever issues, even at the job or places of employment, you are the one who perfects, oh God, because they concern us, oh God. And your word says, oh God, you go before us always to make the crooked places straight, to bring down the mountains and to raise up the valleys. Your word says, oh God, our footsteps are ordered of the Lord. You are ordering our footsteps, oh God, not into paths of unrighteousness nor of wickedness, oh God, but into paths of righteousness, into the paths that have been ordained by God that will bring life and great strength to us, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, that even in us, oh God, you have bestowed gifts. And those gifts are not going to remain dormant, oh God, but your spirit is coming to quicken and activate and engage whatever gifting you have placed in us, oh God, for your praise and for your glory. We thank you for the outpouring of your anointing upon our lives, for the outpouring of your spirit upon us, oh God. that your spirit is moving, not only upon us, O God, but moving even in the lives of those that are around us, O God, in the lives of our children, your spirit is moving, in the lives of our spouses, your spirit is moving, in the lives of every member of our family, your spirit is moving, those that are near and those that are far, your spirit is moving. Somebody say hallelujah. I pray that God begins to empower you with vision, that God begins to empower you with clarity, that God begins to empower you with boldness wherever you are right now. Any member of our families, wherever you are right now, we speak the emboldening power of the Holy Spirit to come over you, that you are going to excel, you are going to succeed in everything that God has laid out for you to do. No man will resist you, but you are going to be able to prevail. You are going to go through and establish what God has said must be established. We come against every tongue that is rising up against you, and we declare that it will fall to the ground. Every plan of the enemy that has been conceived against you, we command abortion over it in the name of Jesus, and everything that has been birthed by the enemy to destroy you, we declare that it will not find sustenance. It is going to fall to the ground. It is going to die. It is going to wither, because only what God has said concerning you is going to prevail. Only that which God has planned over your life will prevail, not what the devil desires to do, not what the adversary desires to do, but what God has said is going to happen in your life. We declare that that is what is going to prevail in the name of Jesus. We declare it to be so, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Father, wherever there is a spirit of confusion on the minds of any member of our family, we break the hold of that spirit, O God, and we speak clarity now in the name of Jesus. True clarity. Father, your word says, O God, you clothe us daily in the right frame of mind. Our family, God, our family members, let them continually be clothed in the right frame of mind, O God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Wherever they are, O God, may they be at peace, because you give peace, O God, that surpasses all human understanding, wherever they are, for your praise and for your glory. Father, we declare it today a day of breakthrough. We declare today a day of turnaround. We declare today to be a day of elevation, to be a day when they are going to go above that which has been desiring to bury them. We declare and we decree that today is a day of breaking out, when they are going to break out from every hindrance that the enemy has set over their lives, O God. We contend against every demonic word that has been spoken over their lives, and we declare that word will fall to the ground. We contend with what God has spoken over their lives, and we say, at the appointed time you shall speak, and you will manifest what God has declared. We declare that our God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. What he has declared over us, and whatever he has declared over you as members of our families, we declare that word is going to break through. That word is going to establish exactly what God has said is going to establish in your life, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. We declare that there are going to be financial breakthroughs at different levels in your life, financial breakthroughs to meet your needs, financial breakthroughs to be able to accomplish what God has said must be accomplished in your life. We declare that the earth is going to yield an increase to you in whatever nation you are in whatever land you are in. It is going to yield its riches to you. It is going to bring its yield to you. You are going to be like Abraham. You're going to be like Adam, receiving what God has said the earth is going to bring forth, in the name of the author and the finisher of our faith. Whatever need you have, if you need transportation, we speak it now into existence. If you need a place to dwell, a place to abide, we command houses to be released right now into your hands. In the name of our Father, we declare that he is the provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. Whatever you need is going to be released. We declare that men are going to come and bring blessings to you, because God has favored you. We speak your name into the atmosphere. We stand with you in agreement. agreement that what you have been asking God for is being released right now. We command witty inventions and ideas to be released over you for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. We declare the spirit to excel being released over you, the spirit of wisdom being released over you in a greater measure. In the name that is above any other name, as the spirit of wisdom is coming, may the spirit of wisdom bring all her riches into your life. May you be rich in understanding. May you be rich in wisdom. May you be rich in knowledge, that you are going to be able to see the works of your hands prosper, because God is engaging your mind and your spirit at a higher level now for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. We command your ministry. We push your ministry into a new dimension now. We push your ministry into a new dimension now for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. You are going to be operating at a different level. We sanction a new season. We sanction a new season to be released into your life, when you are going to see an increase in your effectiveness, an increase in your area of ministry. You are going to see a higher level of effectiveness. We command the enlargement of your capacity. That means the enlargement of the sphere of your influence for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. May God cause you to be a carrier of a word that is in season. Wherever you go, may you speak according to what the Spirit of God has revealed. And when you release what God has revealed, may they be a demonstration, a full manifestation, a full establishment of the kingdom of God. Let there be supernatural healings that take place. Let there be deliverances and salvations, breakthroughs. Let there be supernatural miracles that take place for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Let the captivity be broken. Let the captives be set free. Let the minds of the people of God be liberated, O God, as they hear the word that God has said he is going to speak through you for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Wherever you enter into, we command an angelic company to go with you for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. May the angels go and saturate the atmosphere and begin to dislodge principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness, that the glory of our God and his light might shine brightly and greatly in the place where you have been sent. I pray. In the name that is above any other name, I declare and I decree that your ears are being opened. You are going to hear the word of God at a level you have never heard it before. Your eyes are being opened. You are going to see things of God you have never seen before. As you are hearing and you are seeing, I believe that your heart is ready to receive. God is putting understanding. You are going to understand what you hear. You are going to be able to perceive what you see, because your ears are open and your eyes are open and your heart is ready to receive. I declare that there is a new level of faith being released over you, because the word of God says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, because your hearing is being adjusted. It's being fine-tuned to hear. May you not be afraid of the messengers that God is sending. Messengers coming from the throne of Gabre Desti Robrendes Tarabando Ko Bosha Kebe Kere Brondade Bakai Karades Sarabandra Angel Broste. Angels being dispatched from heaven to bring Karabandre Brosto Rokuraba Desi Bego Bredes Tarando Kobosha Dabandra Randre Repro Kuraba She Kebe Soko Prede Saraki Atabre Brendo Rostro Kurabandra Angel Kopate Ekara Keresia Karabara Karande Koshoraba, Bresia Karande, Revoko Rabandere Kiaraba, angels being dispatched to Koporoshe Kiabadai, Reprodosho Rokuro Kurabandaraba Darada, to deliver and release what God has said you must hear. Kokuraba, the answer to the prayer that you have been praying, like you did for Daniel, Kogoshara, Meko Rosara de Kete Kobu, may they brosa deliver, 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 in whichever form, Wosharabandra, in your prayer hour, may they deliver, in your sleep, may they deliver, in your walking, may they deliver, Raburo Shoko Rosharabandra, even in your thinking, may you hear, Rosara, Rebro Kurabandra, what is Bikosho Doto Roku Rombra, what is being spoken in the courts of eternity, Rabro Soko Rabandre, Yoko Sharabandra, Reko Rosa Rabandre, Yarra Rabandra, Raki Arabandre, Rebrosta Rambia Karande, Kosharabade, Rebrostoko Vosha de Kerea, Makarado Koshoko, Wotande, Bresoko Vokurabandra, Raki Adesaraba, you are going to be able to hear what the day, what is being deliberated in the courts of heaven, Eshoko Rosso Kobo Kodabade, Reko Rosa Rabandra. I just declare that there is fresh manna being released over Kusha Rabandra, over you, Shebe Koro Brandataraki, Akobo Roshana, receive, O Shake Brosandra, receive, 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 Ebrosho Kurabandra, go and gather, go and gather what heaven has said is coming, Kusha Bade, Robro Dozo Boko Sharabandre, Rabrosto Boko Ro Karabandre, Arabashad, Kobrosta Reki Adare, Brostum Brendri, Akarabandrasi, Maketa Rabo Kurape Shera, Meko Brosto Robo Kurabandri, Abandade, Husha Bade, Go Broson Bregidisa, Rabrando Kuro Brandeti, Akabaya, Makarando Kugo Sharai Kadai, Reprondo Soko Bo Brandista Rabai, Kubre Desta Reprodo Dombre Kadai, Makadai, Go Breda Gidi, Azombre, Mande Prodosta Rabaki Adare, Meko Brota Kibredesia, Magro Broduro Kuro Sarabandri, Make Proso Kurabandri, Badista Rabaki Adoshi, Meko Proto Kopandesia, Mabestia Combre, Kadesta Rabaki Akobro Show, Magia Desta Kaba, Mago Bote Giato Broto Kopre, Kandeka Rikurabasanda, Mabre Kadizarabe, Bego Bretandri Kadaye Kobrosta Dabandri, Robra Keke De Grubaya, Magada Zigo Woshe, Reda Kibro Kumbre, Kadaye Kobalde Rea Sopra, Ke Kurosha Da, Makarai Koto Rebra Ki, Magada Di Broto Kurabal, Rebresta Kara, Moko Breki Adandri Kobrosia, Magada Regi Adoria Baga. Somebody say hallelujah. Bresukro Magada di Kedesia Rebrozo Cobra. Somebody better pull something coming from the heavens. Rebraze Kedesa Magadai Cobro Dadi Rete Oko Kota Basheta Regadanduro Bocobra Radeta Rakusha Rabacadesia Reco Broto Dogobaya Bate Kusta Mande Brosa Keta ba koda barati kadaya rebroto shika magadazi ko broto ko magarika daya rebresta kadaya kobosha riko bosha ba kege brande ganda ba ibroso koda ribrododa magadazi de rebroto shuku koba ragido soda magadazi garai rebresta kadas meko brodosa Rabandra, Ibroku Rabasiki, Arabandro Korosia, Magadadistria Bandro Korosia, Magadarika Rabadisa Rakira, Magodorosta Bakataya, Rebresta Katazuko Dobrosi, Mandarabakiria Rosa Rabandikiara, Mekorabazika Rabandria Kogosara, Materia Kobrosota, Meko Dobrosika Tade, Reko Bosadaraba, Mekarandia Tosia, Miko Protu. Rabakia Ruprasta Katandio Mogo Rabade Ketisara Magadarido Mikobrande Katisia Kataya Roprosi Kidi Adore Meka Manderia Torabasiki Araba Rekorobosha Rabanderia Mego Prosikara Tisia Katandere Prosuko Bukuria Batrekia Tandere Prostagia Tosha Karabanderias Makatais Reko Maga Prati Kitara Rubros Kataiko Matariko Pratai Rakito Chuko Madariko Rabrande Katariato Rosharaba Bakete Riko Makatara Kateke Ribrosta Katadis Di pro kumbrabatia kabasto kobrota I karabanderia kataria sorobaka I karabandere karatisia makarabo kurabandere katisia kadaebo bokore abasi te kiandra basi o karabasi kia tambrandere aso mandere abasi kia rabandere kia si kia rabahe di pro kurabasi mandria rossi abandiki adai kia raisti ha yo kosha rabai Mandiria bokura basiki arabandiria kadaye se. Yubrosu boku. Parai kadabasi. Di rombres. Di brombra ki arabandiria karabasiki araboku. Kibrai kadaye brandis arabakia dosoko. E karabasi korabai kederia bokurabasi. Kabrae kiriado rose kiaba kandisa mande kobroshi kiadabre kiriandra bahaya rae karae kobroshu kurabandiria katae si mande brosto kobushae ikarae bronda rabasia brombre kiaria koroboshi kiadebroso mae karae sombrae briandro kosharaba de kroste bekiandri Biandro kurabasia darabai kiriandros, borae brean di aso, rabaria dorbokusha karabandria karabasi, ero kurabasiki abai kumbre, sharabai karabosun darabakataya basi, ro rabai kataya brose di kiara, birombre kataya bosun, biandra bakarabasiki arabai. De rombre kadai ko boshiti arabai kadai bosu. Iko bresti mandiria bokusha. Daria bokubre. De brai kadara bandiria so. Haya basira bakira bandara bashi. Briandro kurabashi ki abari di so. O rabai karai. Worthy you are o gabre disoko boshai. Worthy, O God, brese kukuta hibriyaso, iraba karabasi kete sikara, irabo kusharabasi, hallelujah, 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 siko washara meliki arabandi se, I'm trying to explain what did urabasi kubushaki de pros. Ma brekadasi te kiriaba. Ebro kurabasi te karai karabasante. And all I can say is, God is a God of generations. God is a God of generations. Osha kabasi. He's a God of generations. Kedabar kurosha dabaki. Says, I know he visits the iniquities of the fathers under the third and fourth generation. Arabaso. But there is a generation, to whom that curse ought to be visited, but they will cry out before God. And God will hear their cry. And God will say, I will turn it around. Bukushaka. Ibro garabasi de kedeko. Dario rabasi deko. Says, I will visit a generation. Because of the righteousness I will see in that generation, I will not bring my judgments. A generation that understands Ikarabasu. It's not about your reputation with man, it's your reputation with God. A generation that is not ashamed to cry before God. And what I hear, Oborosha Karabasi. Kubreka Rabasho Breka Darabase Tekete. You see, Dabrosukoboshaki Kebreka. Daniel did not claim to be a great prophet. Daniel was not ashamed to be on his face. In Arabasai, even though he walked uprightly before God, he cried out, God, we have sinned against you. Daniel was repenting for a generation that did not know how to return and repent before God. But generation was closing the gate for that iniquity from generations before, that the captivity may be broken. And God is saying there is a generation that has laid their faces before me. I've heard their cry. This is what the Lord is just showing me. Understand that Daniel was from the tribe of Judah. But the men that had the understanding of the season and the times were the sons of Issachar. But Daniel said, then finally understood I by the books what was written by the prophet Jeremiah concerning the captivity. And God is saying, the generation I'm calling may not be the generation that has got Issachar in their line, but it's a generation that receives the prophetic word from generations before, and I will give them understanding of the season and the time based on the prophetic word that was declared, and they will posture themselves according to that prophetic word, and they will come their faces before God. And God will write a law of exemption over their lives. That they will prosper wherever they are, because they have understood the seasons and the times according to the prophetic word that was declared by God. I don't want to say I want to call it Daniel generation. I don't want to say I call it Joshua generation. I don't want to say I call it Davidic generation, but I call for a generation whose hearts are after God. A generation that's not ashamed of their God. A generation. A generation that will not deny their God, and their God will not deny them. A generation that knows where their identity is coming from. A generation that is not defined by what they have, but to whom they belong to is who defines who they are. A generation that seeks the face of God from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. In their day-to-day walk, they are not ashamed of working for God and being known as the children of God. A generation that's not ashamed. Oh, Karabashi. And I hear the Spirit saying, mothers, why are you not crying? Mothers, why are you not crying? Why are you not centered on, why are you centered on yourself and you're not crying for your sons and your daughters? Say, God, break out and break through. It's as if your heart's grown so cold. That you forsake that which you travail to bring forth, that which you pray to say, God, says, why have your tears grown cold? And God is saying, don't you remember what I told you whilst they were still in your belly? Don't you remember? Don't you remember? Don't you remember? Don't you remember what I said? Don't you remember? Don't you remember? Don't you remember? You have let life just cloud the vision, drown out the words I spoke to you concerning them whilst they were still in your womb. And God is saying, bring those things to remembrance. And contend. And God is saying, I gave you the blueprint for their breakthrough, the blueprint for their salvation, the blueprint for their destiny when I gave you that word. And God is saying, I was strategically giving you that word in preparation for this season. That you are looking for an answer, but God is saying, I put the answer in your heart while they were still in your womb. And God is saying, will you cry out and say, God, remember. Remember what you showed me. Remember what you told me. Remember what you said, oh God. Will you remember? Will you remember? Will you remember? Will you remember? And God is saying, if you remember, you will understand why they are going through what they are going through. They are going what they are going through because of the word that I gave you. Will you remember? Will you remember? Will you remember? Dakia Bosho. Hiraya Karabasi Kirabai. Hiraya Karabosi Diabo. Mande Broko Rabasi Yarabakiando. Erae Korabasi Yarabokoshi. Ayaraya Koshadabai. Arabasi Dembaku Kobosha. This is what the Holy Spirit just put in my spirit to share with you tonight. As we are praying, and God remember, said remember. God says remember. When Bathsheba gave birth to a son, her name was Solomon. And David had declared that Solomon shall sit on the throne. But there was a cry. There was a cry. That Adonijah has made himself a king. And the prophet came to Bathsheba, say, it is should not be so. Go before the king and remind him what he told you concerning your son. And as you are reminding him what he told you concerning your son, I will come in. Bathsheba went in before the king. The prophet walked in. David said, this day, take my horse, take my donkey, and put Solomon on my donkey, and Solomon will be king. Because Bathsheba remembered by the word of the prophet what God had said concerning her son. And God is saying, will you be like Bathsheba tonight? and come before the King and say, God, I remember. I ask you to come into remembrance of what you said concerning my son, concerning my daughter. Let not your word be violated. Let not your promise fail. Let not your word fall to the ground. But God, that word which you said is forever established in heaven. That word which you have exalted above your name. That word which you said shall not return to you void. May it now be accomplished in the life of my son and my daughter. In the name of Jesus. And God, and here's the thing, no matter where they are, no matter how low they've gone, that word is going to pull them up. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I can say, Mother, don't cry. Just go before God. Don't give up. Just go before God. And bring that word to remembrance. And I see you having made a vow to God. Say, God, he will serve you all his days. But he has moved so far away from God. But God is holding you to the vow that you made. And God is like, you are like Hannah. Bring him back to the house of God. And here is how you're going to bring him back. You are not going to drag him in. But you are going to carry his name in your heart. And say, God, today, I bring him before you. Today. Today, I bring him before you as I promised. He may not be here, but as a governmental authority in his life, I bring him to you now to fulfill my vow. Have your way in him. And let God do what God will do. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I just ask for God to do a work in your family, for God to bridge the gap between the generations in your family. I'm not calling for a Joshua generation. I'm not calling for a Davidic generation. I'm not calling for whatever generation. I'm just calling for a generation that knows how to lay their face before God. A generation that say, Jacob, Psalm say, a generation that will seek thy face, O God. A generation that will say, God, for God we live and for God we die. A generation that leaves a manifestation of Romans 12 verse number 1. To lay their lives as living sacrifices before God all their days. A generation that will not sacrifice their integrity for gain. A generation that's not given to greed. A generation that's not given to lasciviousness. A generation that's not given to temptation. A generation whose hearts and minds are set on God. A generation, I'm telling you, there is a generation that God has called. A generation that is going to shake the foundations of the church. A generation that cannot be defined by standards of man. But a generation that has been defined by God. And I believe with all my heart that your sons and daughters are a part of that generation. That's why God is saying, have you forgotten what I told you whilst it was still in your womb? Bring that to remembrance. Oh God, oh hallelujah. There is glory. There is glory. There is glory. There is glory. Have you ever been in a room where you are praying or you are in worship, and the fragrance of the room changes. All I can tell you, there's a sweet smell in the room that I'm in right now. I know that the presence of God is here. I know the presence of God is here. I thank you, God, for your presence. I thank you, God, for moving. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for being here. And God, I often wonder why David said, "Who is man that thou art mindful of him?" I thank you for the visitation. I thank you for the way your spirit has moved. I thank you. I thank you. For the angels that are surrounding this place, oh God, even where they are praying, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. I give you honor for the peace that is in the atmosphere. I thank you. Surely you are the peace giver. I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Halabashiria. All I can say is, God, I thank you for being here. I thank you for being here. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let me say this, and I don't want to touch anything in the atmosphere, because God is moving. I want to say this to you in closing tonight. It is an exciting thing to receive a prophetic word, to receive a prophetic vision, to receive a prophetic dream. It is an exciting thing. And sometimes we forget in that excitement that there is even a greater day that is coming concerning that prophetic word. And that greater day is the day when that prophetic word becomes a reality. The day when that prophetic vision, that prophetic dream becomes a reality. You may not be able to see the process and the mechanism working behind it, but one day you wake up and you realize, oh my God, this is what God showed me. There is a greater day that is coming concerning the prophetic word God gave you. You are going to wake up and find yourself right in the middle, smack down middle of the manifestation of what God promised you. And here is the thing. You see, there is a greater joy that comes in when what God is fulfilling concerns you. All right, let me say it again. When God gives you a prophetic word, you rejoice, because that prophetic word concerns you. And then the day of the manifestation comes, and you see yourself walking in the reality of what God promised you. There's a joy that comes. But I want to tell you about a greater joy than that. God will give you a vision over something, of something that does not concern you personally, but it concerns you globally. And then you wake up one day, you realize what God showed you beforehand is taking place right before your eyes. And what happens is that when it begins to unfold, you wonder, who am I that God would show me such a wonder when I am a nobody? All right. It is an exciting thing to see things that are happening around you, even far from you. But for you, it's not anything new. It's a deja vu moment, because God told you, even when you did not understand it, but you knew what God said. So here's what I'm saying. I've got to a point in my life just over the past few days when a dream that I had 3-4 years ago that the Lord showed me and I wrote it down. I shared with a few people that I trust and said, this is what the Lord has shown me. I don't understand it, but this is what God showed me. He gave me the names of the people. I wrote all the names down. I didn't know who the people were, so I had to go and find out on the internet who those people are and what was going on. And I wrote everything down. Then, over the last few days, exactly what I saw is happening. And here's the amazing thing. It doesn't affect one city. It doesn't affect two cities. It affects a nation. And I'm asking myself, how privileged am I to see what God showed me years ago? And I say all that to say this. I don't claim to be a prophet. I'm just a man who loves God. And a man who is loved by God, that God chose to show me that. Not for me to brag, okay? Not for me to brag, but for me to understand my position with God. So anybody else can come and tell me what they want to tell me about my God and his relationship with me. But I know that I know, but I know, but I know. When nobody knew my name, God showed up and told me he knew my name. And let me conclude by giving you this or all that to give you the statement. If you take this statement for life, it will liberate you from a whole bunch of things concerning the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, who you are is not based on what you do. Say it again. In the kingdom of God, who you are is not based on what you do. It's based on who your God is. Why am I saying that? Because when God changes what you do, it doesn't change your identity and your name. One day you can be on the pulpit, the next day you will be down, but you will still be a child of God. You walk into a place, they celebrate you today, and tomorrow they don't want anything to do with you, but your place with God remains the same. You are still a child of God. Let me put it this way to you, and I'm done. I spoke about mothers and bringing things to remember before God, and I had no plan to say anything. I had no paper. I was just praying. But I want to say this. I want to say this to you. No matter how far your baby boy is gone, guess what? It will never change that he is your baby boy. She is your daughter. No matter what happens, she may disown you, but within her, she knows this is the woman who gave birth to me. What I'm just saying is, God knows who I am. And even if the whole world doesn't know me, I am in a good place because God knows who I am. The same for you. God knows who you are. And guess what? God does not suffer any amnesia. He will never forget you. He knows your name. He knows your name. Anyway, I'm just excited tonight. May God bless you with strength. May God bless you with wisdom and fortitude. May God bless you with endurance. May God bless you with undeterred faith that you are going to contend with the prophetic word he gave you concerning your sons and your daughters. And you are going to see God manifesting exactly what he said. And there's nothing that the devil can do about it. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you for being here tonight, for taking the time to come on the prayer line. I make no apologies of how it went. I just following the Spirit and of the living God. Wherever He took us, He knew what had to be done. And all I can say is, it is done, it is done, it is done. May this be a day of change in your life, because God has done something for you. Something for you.